My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we're celebrating the memorial of the dedication of St. Mary Major Basilica, which is one of the principal churches of Rome and one of four that are remembered in the universal calendar, the dedication, along with St. John Lateran, St. Peter's, St. Paul outside the walls, and St. Mary Major is the fourth of these grand basilicas and extremely important churches. And there's a beautiful legend that goes with how this church came to be. In the fourth century, there was a Roman couple, childless Christians, who, being noblemen, they wanted, and of course, with nobility came wealth, and they wanted to leave their goods to do something for our Mother of God, for the Mother of God. And they prayed and were given a dream in which they saw snow falling on one of the hills in Rome, and that's where Our Lady would have her church built. That's what she wanted of them, since they prayed and asked for this. And after this dream, the husband, John, went to speak to the Pope, Liberius, who himself had had a similar dream. And so on the night of August 4th to the 5th, snow fell in Rome, which is unbearably hot at this time of year. And so this miraculous snowfall marked the location. And Pope Liberius had a church built there. Within some decades, it had already fallen into disrepair, apparently, and obscurity. But then in the year 431, the council at Ephesus declared the dogma of Mary, Mother of God. And with that momentous declaration of a dogmatic truth, then there was the impetus to rebuild and even magnify that church, which Pope Sixtus III did in the year 432. The dogma of the Mother of God, Mary being the mother of Jesus, who is both God and man, is a fundamental truth. And that truth that guarantees the proper understanding of who Christ is. He is not a vision, and he's not simply a human being that somehow became divinized. He was always God, the eternal Word. And in the fullness of time, he took flesh from Mary and became man. And this truth helps us then to keep straight our relationship with God and how it is that we are saved. Saint Athanasius, one of the great teachers of the Incarnation, teaches us also that it is through his taking of the flesh that we are able to become immortal in our bodies as well through the resurrection. And so that ties into the gospel we heard today, which is not proper to this Mass, but for Monday of the 18th week, the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, by which Jesus fed the multitude. This miracle, also foreshadowed in the first reading with the manna that came from heaven, is another fundamental belief of the Catholic faith, the Eucharist, that Jesus comes and he gives us his flesh to eat and his blood to drink in the sacrament of the Eucharist under the form of bread and wine. what St. Athanasius said about this, regarding also Mary and her divine maternity. What was born of Mary was therefore human by nature, in accordance with the inspired scriptures, and the body of the Lord was a true body. It was a true body because it was the same as ours. Mary, you see, is our sister, for we are all born from Adam. The words of St. John, "The Word was made flesh," bear the same meaning. As we see from a similar turn of phrase in St. Paul, "Christ was made a curse for our sake." Man's body has acquired something great through its communion and union with the Word. From being mortal, it has been made immortal. Through it was a living body. Though it was a living body, it has become a spiritual one. Though it was made from the earth, it has passed through the gates of heaven. Saint Pope Paul VI said that he who would not have Mary as his mother would not have God as his father. This is how important it is to acknowledge Mary as the mother of God and God's masterpiece, who was chosen from before the beginning of creation. When God conceived of the world, conceived of all that he would create in Christ and through Christ and for Christ, he at the same time envisioned Mary, the Immaculate, who would be the mother of his Son and who is thus the mother of God and our mother. So as we go now to receive Holy Communion, let us contemplate this mystery and realize that if we are brothers and sisters of Christ and in Christ, it is through Mary, and because she deigned to conform herself to the will of God. If you ever get a chance to go to Rome, certainly you must see St. Mary Major, one of the most beautiful churches and greatest churches dedicated to Mary, and the first in the West that remains and stands today, and is a testament to her greatness and to our faith in Christ, the Son of God. May she intercede for us to have true Catholic faith centered on Christ, a Eucharistic faith with the great hope of the resurrection that awaits those who eat and drink of the body and blood of Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.